Matt, very quickly, what you said after the game Wednesday night has pretty much entirely come true today. You came here confident, you got a goal, you turned it round, and you've ended up winning it. How pleased are you, not just with the result, but with the performance?
Pleased, I'm ecstatic. We said the tie's not over, and we said it before the game to the lads. We've beaten them in the league, and we've drawn here, and maybe could have got something with a late penalty when we played them here. And there was nothing in the game on Wednesday. It could have gone either way. They got a wonder goal that gave them a 1-0 advantage. But we said we're not going to go gung ho. We're not going to chase a result, and we managed to. To have a few chances, and then Marcus went through and scored and got us in front. Second half, we said much the same. Soak up the pressure. They're going to throw everything at us, and you know, it was fitting for Adam Roscoe to be moved up front and get the winner. In terms of how happy I am, I'm ecstatic.
You talked a great deal about being underdogs, about the budget you've got, about the teams that you're playing against. Does that make this an even bigger achievement?
Of course it does. I mean, teams are paying players 2, 3, and 4 times as much as so they can attract the better players. But what we've got is a unity and a team spirit in a dressing room that's priceless. You know, they fight for each other. They're a great bunch of lads, and you can't buy that. So, and that's what gets them over the line, and that's what's got us through all through this season and got us to where we are right now, along with the last 4, 5, 6 games. The fans have been incredible, and really, when you've got them singing and shouting, the players can run that extra yard and throw their bodies on the line, and which they did. They worked tirelessly today. They were soldiers, they were warriors, and I said on Wednesday night, we'll go there because we're fighters, and we fought today and we got what we deserved.
Would it be fair to say that everybody associated with Chorley, whether they're a player or a staff member or a fan, has given you every ounce today?
Every single member at Chorley Football Club. It's not just the staff, the manager, the players. It's the crowd. It's the volunteers. It's the backroom staff. It's the board. It's everybody. And we've established a unity and a strong family club. And they'll all fight for each other. And that's what they've been doing. And that's why we're successful.
I noticed before, actually after the first leg, you were talking about being an underdog, and in your career being an underdog in a big cup final and going on to win it.
Yep.
Is that the kind of thing that you can channel going into this?
Yeah, we were the underdog. I mean, they're full-time outfit. They've got a lot more money than we can, which you can see with the setup they've got and the players that they can recruit and full-time, along with a number of other clubs, the majority of the other clubs in this league. But you know, we just get a bunch of lads who will work for each other, and when you've got that, who will work and give you everything they've got, and there's no egos in that dressing room. They all fight for each other, and they all get on with each other, and it's all credit to the boys. They've done me proud, and you know, I'm ecstatic.
And just lastly, how long do the celebrations last, and how soon do you start preparing for the final?
Well, the celebration, they'll enjoy this for tonight and tomorrow maybe, and then we'll do our due diligence and we'll focus on whoever we're playing, do our research on them or prep for them, and instead of celebrating, we'll just take confidence into that game.